titled Seigen Ben ABO Ficlet by Rest, read by Hananobira for Professor Butterscotch. Mating trills can be embarrassing for omegas. Biologically, they're just little purring sounds omegas make when they're mating ready, same as cats who yowl when they're in heat. Trilling is mostly involuntary. It's as difficult to repress them as it is to stop yourself from sneezing. You can't really choose to make them, either. They just happen. The combination of long-term security and short-term satisfaction is going to set some omegas off, the same way the combination of allergens and sunlight can make a person sneeze. Most omegas have the urge at some point in their life to sidle up to someone successful and trill at them. So Tyler doesn't make a big thing out of Jamie's habit of letting out small mating trills all the time. That's not fair. It's not all the time. It's mostly after solid wins, when they're celebrating. Jamie will sidle up to Tyler in the booth of whatever bar they're at and trill in his ear. He's let his guard down by that time of night. All the guys have. His tie will be off, his hair will be a mess, and he'll trill quietly. It's a soft noise, pushy but not insistent like some people's mating trills are. If Tyler ignores him, they just get louder and more inquisitive sounding. He usually acknowledges Jamie just enough to stay polite and warm. "Yeah, buddy," he'll say, smiling. He'll rub Jamie's head. It's enough that Jamie can, after a while, get up and go on celebrating like normal. It's not fair to Jamie to make a big deal out of something he can't control. Plus, none of the other guys make a thing about their captain purring in their ears. Tyler lets it be. The problem with Jamie making mating trills is they're so sweet. They're the sweetest, most playful little sounds, and Tyler's a total sucker for them. They don't have anything to do with Jamie himself. Tyler's never known Jamie to be the kind of passive, lay-down-and-take-it omega that supposedly makes mating trills all the time. But it still gets Tyler thinking. What if Jamie makes them when he kisses someone? What if he makes them when he's jerking off? If Tyler brought him another beer, would he trill at him again? Tyler can't resist temptation. He's shit at self-control. He can't stop himself, when they're out, from going up to the bar and buying two local $9 beers and a basket of the buttery garlic fries Jamie practically creams himself over. Sure enough, as soon as he sets shit down, Jamie purrs at him. "Good?" Tyler asks. Jamie nods as he shovels fries into his mouth. It's moments like that that make Tyler bolder. He starts working for it. He gets Jamie tacos a lot, because there's something about a trilling omega that makes you want to fatten him up, give him some extra meat on his bones. Jamie already has that, Tyler guesses, but whatever. He also keeps a closer eye on Jamie during workouts than is really necessary, pushing him and encouraging him and feeling himself melt some when Jamie tells Tyler he's doing well in return. Once Jamie finds two ties in his bag and, before he can decide which one to wear, Tyler finds himself blurting out, "The black. You should... definitely the black." "You think so?" Jamie looks skeptical. "Definitely," Tyler says, too forceful. And Jamie shrugs and puts it on. Later that night, when Jamie sidles up to Tyler in the bar and trills, he still has his tie on. The Olympics throw Tyler for a loop. Jamie's amazing, and everyone over there rooting for Canada loves him. After USA Canada, it occurs to Tyler that Jamie is probably making mating trills right now. He could be leaned up at a bar, trilling in Bergeron's ear. The idea makes Tyler sick. It shouldn't make Tyler sick at all. He should be excited for his buddy to hook up. He should be excited for Jamie to be killing it out there. Instead, he's hoping nowhere in Sochi serves garlic fries, so no one gets to hear Jamie purring at them. Ah, oh, shit. He tries to scale it back when Jamie gets home. It almost works, in the sense that he can usually stop himself from physically getting stuff for Jamie. At first, he slips up too often, sliding a few beef tips onto Jamie's plate, saying, "You've got to try these, here." Or like, this one time in an awful March cold snap, he can't resist picking up a really fleecy beanie for Jamie and just leaving it in his locker. He doesn't present it to Jamie or anything that time, but Jamie pretty much instantly guesses it's from him. After all, no one else on the team is dumb enough to react so strongly to what is on Jamie's part an involuntary reflex. Gradually, though, he figures out how to scale it back, until he's almost not making it weird. He even figures out how to duck away from Jamie before he can trill at Tyler in the first place. It's 2 weeks since the last time Tyler bought Jamie garlic fries, when Jamie reels on him. He shows up at Tyler's door, flushed and fidgeting, fists clenched. "Sup," Tyler starts, bleary from the nap he's been roused from. Jamie breaks in. "What changed? You were at least letting me before, and sometimes you'd... And that was cruel, but it wasn't like this. Why did you stop letting me?" "What? What changed?" "I didn't think we were ever going to talk about this," Tyler says blankly. He still feels mostly asleep. "Neither did I, but then you just stopped." "I didn't... It was getting creepy." "What does that even mean?" "I wanted it too much, you know that. I've got enough cash on hand to buy you shit, but that doesn't mean I should. It doesn't mean you actually want it."
"And you don't want it?"
"No, you don't want it, and I'm sorry. I know I'm the only asshole on the team who hears trills and can't control his response, and I'm sorry."
"You shouldn't be, though. I'm not."
"Yes, you are."
"No, I'm not."
Tyler takes a second, really looks Jamie in the eyes.
"You're not?"
"I'm not." Jamie looks like he's holding his breath. "If I'm not, and you're not, we should try that."
"Huh. Yeah?"
"Yeah." The mating trills keep coming, but Tyler leans into it a little more, lets himself enjoy it. If Jamie's going to let Tyler woo him, then Tyler's going to goddamn fucking well woo the guy. It's an NHL-style, Dallas-style, Jamie-style wooing. He brings Jamie coffee before practice, the sugary, no-whip, extra caramel thing Jamie loves. After practice, he takes Jamie to lunch and the most mindless Jude Apatow-esque comedy that's in theaters. Next is a nap. Platonic. Both of them in Tyler's big, soft bed, a fancy chenille blanket Tyler bought just for the occasion on top of them. They spend the evening together. Dinner, everything. At the end of the night, Tyler and Jamie end up back in Tyler's apartment, drinking beer and half-heartedly watching old It's Always Sunny episodes. When Tyler hands Jamie his second of the night, Jamie's responding trill is unusually insistent. Tyler smiles at it.
"I'm sorry if that makes you uncomfortable," Jamie says. I can't help it."
"No, I get that it's involuntary. It's totally fine. I like hearing it. A lot more than the rest of the guys do, actually. You know that."
"What?"
"It's just that I'm the only guy who started trying to woo you just because you purred at him. It's not like the rest of the team is trying to get in on that."
"But I don't," says Jamie, brow wrinkled.
"Don't what?" "Trill at the other guys."
"You don't?"
Tyler asks, feeling his worldview rearranging a little.
"No, it's just you."
It's just me?" Jamie nods. Oh, fuck," Tyler says, and drags Jamie into the bedroom. They end up fully stripped on the bed in record time. Alphas usually assume all Omegas need is a knot, but Tyler's picked up some tricks. It's always better for the Omega if they have leverage, so he rolls them over so Jamie's on top.
Then he tucks his legs underneath himself, bent at the knee so his hips are thrust up.
Are you clean and...
Yeah, totally, Jamie says, and then he trills, low, and clambers into position. Then he just sinks down onto Tyler's dick. Tyler feels gut-punched, suddenly surrounded by more wet and heat and tight than he can process. Everything narrows down to Jamie on top of him, his face scrunched up like he's thinking and his ass clenched. While Tyler watches, distantly, Jamie's expression smooths out and he starts to rock back and forth. Oh, Jesus! Jamie hadn't been clenched at all. He's clenched now, and it's unbelievable. Jamie's taking it. Just sitting on Tyler's dick and taking it. Taking it all. Taking everything Tyler has. Tyler thinks there might be nothing left of him after Jamie finishes. What a way to go. Tyler has literally never nodded outside of rut, so he doesn't need to worry about it. He just hangs back, lets Jamie take the reins, and it feels so good. Jamie keeps saying things halfway, and then cutting himself off with groans and huffs. Like, you were so fast today, so... And your arms, oh, God. And, yeah, there, perfect. Tyler's an attention whore at heart. He loves being told he's doing so well. He feels himself preen a little under the attention and lifts his hips up higher, trying to give Jamie whatever he wants. Tyler comes before Jamie does. Tyler kind of thinks Jamie might have planned that, because as soon as Tyler goes off, Jamie starts jerking off. Tyler gets his hand around Jamie's dick, too, and he comes all over Tyler's fist. That was good. That was great, Jamie tells him, laughing and climbing back off of Tyler. He slaps Tyler's hip lightly, like a post-practice thing. Good work. Tyler wants to respond sarcastically, but he can't stop himself from smiling wide and saying, thanks. Jamie snorts. I'm staying here tonight. Obviously? Tyler asks. He feels like he should be more concerned about Jamie feeling the need to say it, but he can't give in to anxiety right now. Yeah, so scoot over, man, Jamie says, and Tyler scrambles to comply. They're gross, definitely, hands haphazardly wiped off on sheets. They fall asleep tangled loosely together. As he drifts off, Tyler starts thinking about how he can woo Jamie tomorrow. He can't cook too well, but he can probably manage breakfast. The end. This has been a recording for Professor Butterscotch. Hey, babe, how's life? Happy holidays and the best of 2015s. Bye.